Today, we're going to be talking about the opportunity that young people have to go up in the mountains, get their hands dirty, and get an experience of what it is to work in the land and learn from it. I want to welcome you, Alejandro Jax Caro and Natasha Steinman, to this public affair where we will be talking about open space mountain parks, junior rangers, and everything else that you would like to share with me today. Welcome. Natasha Steinman, I had the opportunity to have you in studios long ago. Can you please share with us what happened with the junior ranger program during the pandemic time?
So in 2020, we unfortunately had to cancel the junior ranger program because in the early stages of the pandemic, we didn't know what was going to happen, right? And we were trying to keep our community and our youth safe. We canceled the program primarily out of concern of being in the same space in a vehicle. Our way around that was we just created a whole bunch more volunteer opportunities for youth. And we would meet at a trailhead and hike up to the work site together. And really, it was less about getting the work done. We got some really great work done that year, but it was more about providing kind of a consistent weekly opportunity for youth to connect in community and get to see each other face to face outdoors where it was safe. And we actually did that. We synced it with when the BVSD school district was having like at-home learning days during that time. So when they didn't have actual classes that they needed to be in, they could come be outside with us. And it really, really helped a lot of high schoolers that year. And then luckily we were able to come back and run the program last year in 2021. We just made smaller crews, so there was less of a chance of transmission of COVID, but by that time many people had been vaccinated and or had other ways of staying safe. So we were happy to run it last year. And this year, hopefully back to normal, maybe.
Natasha Steinman serves the Boulder community as an open space and mountain parks youth service learning program manager. When I interviewed you the first time, you shared with us that you were a ranger.
A junior ranger, yes. So I was in this very program as a teenager growing up in Boulder, Colorado. Similar in name to the Rangers, but different than our esteemed law enforcement Rangers who keep everybody safe on the trails.
The junior Rangers. Yeah, it's so cool that you experienced that same work and that now you're running this program. So that's extremely unique. Tell us a little bit about your education.
Like many of the youth we mentor today, right? When you finish high school or you're in the last years of high school, you have no idea what you want to do. And I thought I wanted to be an architect. So I went to school, went to college, applied to a bunch of different colleges, and went to the University of Oregon for architecture. But I quickly realized that that job would require me to be indoors under fluorescent lights, staring at a computer screen, building boxes to put people inside. And that did not jive with my value system or who I am. So I switched into the environmental studies program and finished a bachelor's degree in that. But really what I focused on was kind of community, social change, education, and policy. I didn't think that I would end up in this career actually at all. I was a junior ranger and then I was going to go a different direction. But I came back to it because I do think that this is where our value systems deepen and that working with youth is kind of the best way to change the future. So
change the future. We will go back to this topic because I think it is super important to understand why this kind of work really takes kids to the land, to understand why is it important that we need to take care of the land, but also it's a whole process of reconnecting to the land, understanding yourself in a way. We have also the opportunity to speak with Alejandro Jax Caro, junior ranger, and you just joined Open Space and Mountain Parks. You are one of those. How you got into this work? And tell us a little bit about you.
Sure. So I think I'll begin as well, kind of mentioning my education and kind of where all of this started. I have a very similar story to Natasha. After high school, I started my university kind of career wanting to study mechanical engineering. And so I did a couple of semesters of that and just realized that it wasn't what I pictured it to be. It was a lot of math and a lot of indoor stuff. And I was kind of missing more of the outdoor side. And so during that time, I actually took an elective doing canyon orientation. This is kind of a backpacking course that was offered through Colorado Mountain College. And this involved us going on a backpacking trip in Utah. And during this time, we learned how to do backpacking, what gear we need, how to cook, how to be out there. And along with that, each one of us was assigned kind of a topic that we needed to present to the rest of the class. And I was assigned geology. And so that kind of kickstarted everything for me. I had a wonderful time there at Canyon Orientation and presenting the geology of the area. After that, that is kind of what started it for me. And immediately, almost immediately, I switched my degree into geology. And so I finished my associates at Colorado Mountain in Environmental Science and then moved on to Colorado Mesa University and got my degree in geology.
You're one of those, a geologist.
Yeah.
Looks deep into everything that the rocks are telling us, from dinosaurs to meteorites and what has happened and what's going to happen in the future, from
exactly.
what I understand. This is fantastic.
There is so much history. Yeah, so much history in the rocks. And that kind of called out to me. And yeah, I love that part of geology. And so I kind of pictured myself going into kind of a laboratory setting, studying the rocks that way and getting a career in that. But I kind of diverged from it and I found myself in all these different youth development settings and I'm here now in this role.
Why is it important to expose young people to the outdoors?
I feel like it's so important. First point, you know, we live in Colorado. We have so much outdoors to appreciate and take advantage of. It's never more than an hour away for us to get into the mountains, into the forest, that I think we need to take advantage and see what's out there for us, what's being offered for us for free. But the second part comes with all this climate change, all these things that we're facing, that we need to learn how to take care of it. And so I think that's the important piece, is being outdoors and kind of getting a sense of appreciation for it first and knowing how we take care of it.
Taking care of the land now that we are going to be facing climate change. We're already facing it, from everything that we hear from scientists to environmental journalists. Glaciers are getting smaller. We have really weird weather that is radical, like the one that we recently experienced where we had a fire in December. So my question to you is, how can we prepare a land that in Colorado shows a lot of sign of dryness, from your point of view as a geologist that you are?
That's a good question. To combat this, I think we need to learn about how to take care of our resources, our natural resources. And I think it starts at that level, is knowing how to make minimal use of it, to conserve as much as we can. And so that ties in, you know, to the recycling, reduce, reuse. So a big part for us, especially with these wildfires happening here in Colorado, is we've been seeing a lot of issues with our water levels. You know, our snowpack has been kind of decreasing and we don't see as much water in our rivers. And so I think the beginning steps is that we need to recognize that we don't have an unlimited source of water in these rivers. We need to learn how to use it efficiently. And so it goes into learning about the practices, how to conserve it better.
The other word that comes to my mind from a geology class that I took years ago is the word erosion. So yes. If you can also explain to us how erosion happens and why is it important, especially for these junior rangers to learn how to take care of those paths that we walk up and down many times enjoying the mountains here in Colorado.
Yeah, erosion is a big part. It's such a strong mechanical force in our geology. You know, it's the weathering of our material or of our rock. So yeah, it's a big part in our system. And this is what I kind of like about, you know, junior rangers and just the outdoor education. Everything is so connected. You know, you got geology going on, but that affects, you know, our recreation. If we have trails out here that are being weathered down, our community can enjoy these trails. And so it's really important to kind of know how all of this ties together. And it's something that we teach at here for the junior rangers. When they're out on the trails, they see how erosion might be affecting these trails. So they learn different methods on how to construct these trails and kind of avoid this erosion. It provides kind of a unique opportunity. Maybe I'm biased, but that I get to see these junior rangers out there using some geology and putting it to use.
These junior rangers are also going to be enjoying your expertise and your passion about this topic. So it's just perfect because it's almost like a science class outdoors, hands-on. And that's fantastic. Yeah. It's unique. I am all about education and education in a different way because we all learn in a different way and we need different stimuli to really bring us to connect to topics that sometimes are really boring, especially if we look at them either in a screen or in a book. When it's hands-on, it's a different vibe. Huh? So now I'm going to go to Natasha because this is fantastic that you both are working to bring these students, these young people to the land. It's going to be through hands-on education, but also this requires a lot of stamina, but also kids need to be on time. Huh? This is serious. So yeah. If you can explain to us, Natasha, what are those requirements? What is going to happen with a kid that registers, signs in into this program? What's the outcome at the end of a summer of a lot of work?
Thank you. It's a great question. Yeah, so we have the environmental education. So of course they learn cool things like what Alejandro was just describing. But yeah, if they apply as a junior ranger, it is a paid job. So they have to apply and interview and all that. Not only are they learning the skills of how to acquire a job, right? The application process, the interview process, the prep process. But then once they get here and they accept the job, they're learning things like leadership and communication and teamwork and conflict resolution. So when the team doesn't agree about how they should do something, how are you going to figure out how to move forward together? Self-advocacy is actually a big one that we really reinforced this last year after COVID because people had different needs that we didn't always know what they were, right? Like people had been through a really, really rough year and a half. So talking about how do you ask for what you need? How do you tell us, your leaders, your support system, what it is that you need? Okay, you need to rest today. No problem, right? So that self-advocacy piece, we also teach about being on time, punctuality. We try not to use the word consequences, but kind of those natural consequences. Like if you receive feedback on how to improve something, how are you going to implement that? So we also teach kind of how to give and receive feedback to both your teammates and your leadership and yourself, right? And kind of like that self-growth and self-development. So it's they're only working for 4 or 5 weeks. Just 4 or 5 weeks, like 1 month, but they come out so different when they start.
How many years Open Space and Mountain Parks has had this crazy Junior Rangers program?
The Junior Ranger program first started in 1965. So it's been over 50 years that this program has been hiring, paying, and training young people to work on teams together outdoors.
How many kids have gone through this program? You're talking about since the 60s?
Yeah, I don't have the exact number, unfortunately, of like total number who have gone through the program, but it's like in the tens of thousands. So it's a lot. Obviously, we've like fluctuated in size throughout the years, like started small, right? There's been like peak years where there's over 100 youth working with us. This year we'll have right about at 100. Last year we had a lot less because of COVID. So yeah, it kind of goes up and down. But on average, we get about 140 to 200 applications from high schoolers. So ages 14 to 17 apply for this job. So all of those are invited to interview, and most of them actually make it to the interview, about 122 last year. We offer as many as we can. So this year we have 112 positions that we'll be offering. Typically have to offer, and then they get to say yes or no, I actually want the job, just like a real job. And then we get to hire those on. So last year, those numbers were 140 applicants, 122 that interviewed, 110 were offered positions, and then 98 actually accepted the position and followed through on their commitment all season.
You must have letters of recommendation. Tell us the details.
So it is an online application. We do help support fill out that application though, because being the city of Boulder, we are a local government institution and therefore have a long application process that we don't have the ability to change. So we actually have office hours coming up this week, this Wednesday from 3 p.m. until 6 p.m., we will be at our Junior Ranger headquarters, 4201 Broadway in North Boulder, the Wonderland Lake Trailhead. And anyone can walk in and ask for help on their application. We'll actually help walk students through one-on-one in filling out the application if they want it. But so it's an online application and then an in-person or online interview. We actually took away the requirement for letters of reference because we found that it was a barrier for some of our students. So that is no longer a requirement. The city application talks about references, and so we've been getting a lot of questions about that. You don't have to send in letters of recommendation. If you have them and want to send them, great, but they're not required, and we will still consider you without them. And then, so they come into their interview, and we have a real one-on-one interview with one of our OSMP Open Space and Mountain Park staff. We train them how to work with youth to help them get their best answer. So yes, we are looking for you to come prepared as the applicant and the candidate, but we also will ask and rephrase questions and try to help students get their best answer. We do also post those questions online so you can prepare ahead of time. We really try to make it as like user-friendly as possible while still challenging you. That's like the whole goal of the program, is like push you right to the point where you're growing, but give you enough support that you won't give up.
Alejandro, tell us about this process. There's so many jobs that are opening right now and the weather is starting to change. And when that happens, kids are starting to wonder what they're going to be doing during the long summer days.
Right. So, a lot of my previous jobs required me, and I got to work with a lot of high school students, college students, and help them get prepared for whatever job they are applying for in their field. I do have a little bit of experience in this, and my biggest things that I would say for the people that are considering applying is to really get an understanding of yourself and the experiences that you've faced already. And it might just be from high school. It doesn't have to be related to a career, a job. Think about projects that you worked on at school. Think about clubs that you've been involved in. Think about maybe volunteer projects that you've completed, or maybe it might be helping out your family in certain ways. We also want to hear is, where would you like to grow? Where do you see yourself at the end of this program? Think about the different ways that it can help you develop inside. We really enjoy hearing that. And that's what we want, is we want to give these young people an experience in where they can maybe become a better leader, learn how to communicate with their teammates, learn how to apply for a government job, because that process in itself is, it can be intimidating. You are going to put your effort into this position. And honestly, if you bring that to us, it'll make it a positive experience doing the interview with us.
There's also a whole movement of kids that are trying to figure it out how to face this reality of global warming and climate change. They study at school, they talk about it, and many times they feel they don't have anything to do because, you know, it's not in their hands. How is it that this program, and you both can answer, this program will teach them to work in teams, to deal with problems and find solutions, but also with the reality of climate change and how things are changing and how they need to adapt. And the land needs to adapt, as we all need to adapt to a different world.
You know, we've mentioned that these positions, you know, it's going to be doing trail work, being outdoors, developing these skills as a leader, as a communicator. But I also want to mention that a big part of this position is that these students, these young adults, they're going to be learning lots of different environmental topics while they're out on the trail. They'll be having lessons about the plants and the trees that they're currently looking at and seeing how climate's affecting it. Maybe the populations are going down. Maybe we see a disease going around. And so I think that's kind of the interesting part of this position, that it's not all just trail work or building these other skills, but they are going to be learning a lot about our nature. So in a way, it is kind of like an outdoor classroom, and they're going to be learning a lot. And I think once they learn these lessons, they'll also be able to apply it more to their daily life and see how they can take it upon themselves to do something about it.
It's almost like giving the power of knowledge and giving the agency so that they feel they can make a change in a trail, but also in their own lives.
That's exactly what it's about. It's funny, you use the exact same phrase that we were just talking about the other day, that we're like, we're a lot of the climate action, taking action to reverse or divert or whatever, affect climate change, right? Is about the power of knowledge, right? If you understand how interconnected the systems are, how different plants and animals rely on these certain ecosystems and habitats, and if you understand how you and the way that you live, like our culture, how we affect that environment and those interconnected systems, like that's where the power is. That's where the power of knowing, like, okay, if I change this habit or I change, like Alejandro was talking about water, like if I change my habit or our whole culture, our whole community's habit towards water, like that might affect this, this, and this, because I know that this is connected to this and that, you know, all these different species rely on that same water source, just as one example. We don't do quite as much of like teaching facts and figures and stuff. We do some of that because high schoolers think that that information is cool, right? And just getting all of those like facts to memorize, cool nature facts. But we also do a lot of like journaling and asking hard questions and getting our crews and our young people to think about like, okay, like the adults haven't figured this part out yet. So what are you going to do about it? You know, like trying to help them have that agency and giving them that foundation of the different pieces of nature and our environment, help them problem solve that better. And really, they have all the brilliant ideas. You're right. There's a movement there. Like we should be following them. We're just prodding them to keep thinking about it and keep questioning it. They are going to come up with the answers. We got to just help and support them with all the funding and everything.
You were mentioning to me that now you are not requesting a letter of recommendation because you noticed that was a limitation. What other limitations have you seen that the program was not allowing for you guys to receive a more diverse crew?
Yeah, I'm so glad you asked that. It's something we've actually been really, really, really focused on the last few years. So the letter of recommendation was part of it. The length of the application was very prohibitive, so we shortened it as much as we could. Some of it we don't have authority to change, like it's up at the city. But we shortened the application. We've posted the interview questions online, which we didn't used to have, so that people can prepare for it. We also just have connected better with our community and with other community organizations. So like you were just saying earlier, we have a lot of partners in this work, and they're not only just recruiting and like sharing the message, but they're also then partnering with us to understand the application process and help their families and their young people walk through the application process and then like reach out to Alejandro or I with questions. So we are part of a collaborative called the Nature Kids Boulder Collaboration, which is with Thorn Nature Experience, Calwood Education Center, us, City of Boulder Open Space and Mountain Parks, and the City of Boulder Parks and Rec. And we also have a much wider network of about 15 other organizations in the whole Boulder area who are helping, right, direct families to these resources. So Nature Kids Boulder is specifically an opportunity to decrease barriers, increase access to nature programming for all families, regardless of financial ability. So most of the programs are either free or really reduced cost, because we know how important it is to get young people out in nature and to create that relationship to the land for all the reasons we just talked about, right? So we collaborate closely with those partners. And then we've also been doing bi-weekly kind of like consulting with several different contracted community organizations, many of whom are Latino-based and Spanish-speaking, to get their input on what is challenging about this program model. Like, what can we change and adapt to make this work for families and make this work for everyone in our community, right? Because we recognize that there's like been more white faces than other diverse applicants. So like just trying to understand like what are those barriers and then how can we fix them? And we fix them together in partnership and in community. Alejandro, did you want to add anything?
I do want to say something for all the listeners, and it might be relevant because I know this audience is some of which is bilingual. One barrier or one assumption that might be made because this is a government job, many people think they can't apply because of their status, but there is DACA support for anyone that wants to apply. So I just want to be clear with that.
Yeah, and I'll clarify that we do need because we are a city of Boulder government, we do need some form of identification. But like Alejandra said, it's more flexible than you may think, that if you have questions, come talk to us, because we are here to help navigate that and to talk to our like City of Boulder human resources team and understand like what is accepted and what's not. But yeah, it is more flexible than
is
you
there
think.
Something else that you will add just to close these a public affair around Junior Rangers, open space, and the opportunity for those young ones to get the hands on the dirt and get the hands on real work? Alejandro.
To wrap things up, we'd like to invite everybody to our Exploration Days. This is an event that we are going to hold March 26th here at Wonderland Park at the lake. And we are going to be doing fishing. So we're opening this up to the public, and we're just inviting people to come out, come fish with us, maybe learn if you haven't done so before. But also it provides kind of a good time and space for people to learn more about this Junior Ranger program.
I feel super lucky to have the opportunity to speak with you, and I hope that you get a lot of applicants. And since you have mentioned that you are making an effort to really connect with the Latino community so that you can get a more diverse crew, if you would like to also invite those Spanish speakers to learn about this application, learn about the event that you are having on March 26th, and the process of getting recruited to work on the land and help get some learning outdoors.
Pues muchas gracias de nuevo por tenernos aquí en este programa. Y sí, queremos invitar a todos los que están escuchando, todos los que viven alrededor, a aplicar a este programa que es los Junior Rangers. Y es una oportunidad muy buena para los jóvenes a venir a trabajar con nosotros, también aprender mucho sobre la naturaleza y, encima de todo, es una oportunidad para que todos estos jóvenes se puedan desarrollar, conocerse a uno mismo un poco más. Y también los quiero invitar a 26 de marzo. Tendremos un evento aquí en Wonderland Lake, donde estaremos pescando allí para contestar cualquier pregunta que puedan tener sobre el programa. Explorar un poco más y aprender más sobre este programa en esa fecha. Pero sí, muchas gracias, Rosana, por tenernos aquí.
Natasha, ¿quieres aumentar algo sí. más en español? Que yo sé que también lo hablas.
Algo más. Esta semana tenemos horas de oficina el 16 de marzo de 2 a 6 de la tarde aquí en Wonderland Lake.
Y esas horas de oficina son sumamente importantes porque las personas que quieren aplicar, que quieren que sus hijos apliquen o los jóvenes que nos están escuchando, saben entonces ahora que pueden ir allá y que alguien les va a ayudar a llenar esta aplicación para asegurarse de que tengan más oportunidades de tener este trabajo, de poder ayudar a que los senderos de Boulder se mantengan en buen estado y que además esto les ayude a aprender afuera, en la naturaleza, para aprender de cómo podemos continuar manteniendo nuestros espacios abiertos y nuestras montañas sanas y poderosas. We have been talking with Alejandro Jax Caro and Natasha Steinman. They both are coming from Open Space and Mountain Parks to talk to us about the opportunity of the youth to get these jobs, an opportunity to get a job to work in the land since the 1960s, that is incredible, and that is making a big effort to open it up for a more diverse crew. This has been a public affair, and my name is Rosana Longobetter.